We are with Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. You're a busy man. You have a meeting in a while. We are talking to you on Monday evening regarding your meeting you're having coming up Thursday night. Anything on tap?
We're just going to move forward a resolution for the energy package that we've been talking about. We had the public hearing. We adopted a local law. Now we have to adopt a resolution. We'll get it back to Mr. Carey, and then he'll send us a proposal. That will take a little while, and we'll see if it works for the town of Wyndham.
Now, what this is there's a program out there that apparently you find a way to try to save money on electricity costs, and it's a legitimate program. It's through the state or whatever. So what will you find out?
They'll come out with a proposal, and we'll look at residents within the community with their electric bills, and if it looks like there's the savings, then we'll agree to have that agency buy the bulk energy for the town of Wyndham through that program. And even if we decide we think that's best for the community, everybody that has electric bill within the town of Wyndham will get a postcard, and they will have the ability to opt out if they don't like the proposal. So it's not like government telling everyone, this is your electric company, and it gives them the opportunity they can opt out if they so wish.
If I'm on Main Street in Wyndham, I could see where that would be one line, but when you start to get out toward Maple Crest, and it gets kind of complicated, doesn't it?
Wyndham gets fed two ways. We get fed over the hill from Schoharie County, down County Route 21, and we also get fed from the west out 23. New York State Gas and Electric is our maintenance people. They'll fix a line down or do new installations, but they purchase their energy from a provider. So right now they purchase it from vendor A, and when we request a proposal, others will bid on it, and they'll look at it and say, maybe we get it from vendor B. The town does this ourselves yearly with our electric for our wastewater and our water plants. We do a bid package every year to get the best price for the districts.
Okay, so this will probably end up being the same way if you this is an agreement at some point.
Right. They like I say, they reach out to three or four different vendors and say, okay, we've got so many kilowatts in this little town. What can you provide electric per kilowatt for that community? And then if that is a better deal than what we're currently getting arbitrarily, then we'll move it forward. If it's not a better deal, we'll tell the guy, you know, we're not interested at this juncture.
Very weird, isn't it, that you have to go through this now because everything is just so different than it used to be?
It's crazy. You look at your electric bill, there's so many surcharges and line charges and delivery charges, and then they bill you every 2 months as an actual reading, the other month is an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And in these newer meters, you can go out with your smartphone if you have an app and take a picture of it and read your own meter. It's a crazy world.
Yeah, and I've never been a big fan of those estimated bills. I don't like them. But I guess in the long run, it all turns out the same.
Oh, yeah. So still, at the end of the year, you use so many kilowatts, and that's what you're paying for.
Yep.
But 1 month, they could guess low or guess high, and you don't run the air conditioner in July that year because it's not hot, and the next bill, you'll pay less. And it's hard to budget that way.
Sure. Now, you mentioned electricity coming over the hill. For those just tuning in, speaking of over the hill, we're talking to Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. You have formed a zoning commission, and it's become a topic of conversation in the community, and I actually got a phone call. I was hoping to straighten out the record, if I could, if you don't mind, on your time.
Now throw it at me.
I got a call, and I was informed that when the comprehensive plan was passed 20 years ago, and zoning was mentioned as, if not a priority, certainly something that should be looked at very seriously, that it, in fact, was looked at seriously, and that business owners got together and said, well, enough business owners anyway, said, we don't want this, and that's kind of why it's died on the vine, for lack of a better way to put it. Is that your remembrance?
I wasn't on the town board at that time, so I really couldn't tell you why they chose not to move forward with it or put it on the shelf for a while.
I think the reason it was mentioned is I've been writing that the plan never got any traction at all, but apparently this person remembers that it did get some traction and it sort of died on the vine for various reasons. But in any event, I told that person I would try to set the record straight in that regard, because now this zoning commission that you'd formed, it's going headlong into this and nobody's really out there saying anything against it at this point, although you don't know what's going to happen down the road.
people are looking at it with open eyes, because we have informed with your help and Jay's help that it's not a done deal and we're going to be responsible with how we research it. So what part of zoning, if zoning comes to Windham, will come in a responsible manner. And I think that assurance to the people shows that the town board works for the people and they're not going to just jam, as you wrote about, jam something down someone's throat.
Right. And I think you made a good point in one of our later stories that the Windham has changed. As you said, we're not making land. So times have absolutely changed in Windham.
It has, Mike. I sat down with a proposed project, and the person wants to put 40 homes on two-acre lots. And I kind of tried to discourage the person to invest his money in larger acre properties. And my big worry is, how big is the aquifer, you know, 200 feet underneath? Is the aquifer big enough to handle another 40 homes? Maybe it can only had 10. So I was able to convince that person to do a water hydrology study and maybe drill one well before he puts together his offer and plan if he's going to chop it up in five lots or the 40 lots. Mm-hmm. Because you can't build homes if you can't get potable water to them. That's another reason why you have to look at everything around you when you do land use, because our natural resources are limited.
It's interesting because the question always gets asked in the comprehensive plan. It was a survey of people throughout the town, everywhere, and the priority was zoning. One of the priorities was land use and how do we handle it from here. So it's out there, and you folks are looking at it very objectively and subjectively, because what makes Windham Windham? That's kind of a question that's out there a lot.
That's a key that, like you say, people invest a lot of their hard-earned monies to live in Windham or vacation in Windham. And mm-hmm. If we don't keep it as pristine that it is, people may not want to visit Windham. Maybe they'll want to visit somewhere else. Or maybe they will not want to come here and raise their families.
Yeah, or you never know, maybe more people would come and, you know, that increases the tax base and whatever else, right?
Yeah, I mean, for every action, there's five reactions.
There you go.
You know, we're not jamming this down anyone's throat. We're going to super, super look at it, and it's going to take quite a bit of time to cover every avenue of it.
You've been given a drop-dead date, again, by John Brush from Delaware Engineering for the Ambulance Center. I went over there. That place was cranking last week, and there was every subcontractor, and Terry Goyer was there. He's sort of the general contractor head guy, and he's pretty confident that this latest drop-dead date of June 8th for substantial completion is the last one you're going to hear about.
I was there over the weekend with our ambulance director and one of our EMTs, and we did a little walkthrough. It's really coming together.
I was there, and people were crawling on ladders up in the rafters and building firewalls, and everybody was working, and the boiler guys were there, and they're all saying, well, so far, you know, this guy's gotten done just when we need him to, and everything's clicking.
The contractors, for the most part, have worked with each other. The electrician hasn't put his wires in a way where the plumber has to put the plumb in, and HVAC guy hasn't put his ductwork in before they did the insulation or vice versa. And this morning at 6 o'clock, the sheetrocker was already on site slapping sheetrock up.
Wow.
And as I was leaving, the electrician was there to pull the mains in from the pole. So a lot is clicking.
Very cool. And the bottom line is this thing is going to be done by summer, and you folks hope to be in there. But I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction, but you have a group called Mountaintop Supervisors and Mayors. You get together and discuss issues that are common to all the towns and villages around here. Ambulance service is a big topic of discussion. Is there any way to know what's going to happen within 6 months or a year or 5 years? Because it's changing every day.
It's always the subject on every month's conversation, where each one of us stand would be in the keep help, buying the new rig, the new protocols and dictates that come down from the state health department, being an ambulance. You just can't say you're an ambulance. There's a lot of paperwork in the background. The other thing is the insurance company and the billings. If you can't keep the plane full of fuel, it won't fly. So you're constantly chasing down people that don't have insurance, or the insurance company says they're only going to pay a portion of it. So then you've got to go after the individual to pay the rest of the bill. And Some people aren't responsive and you're taking the collections, which you really don't want to do, but you've got to, like I say, buy the fuel for the plane. And there's a lot of stuff in the background that keeps an ambulance wheels on the road besides just airing the tires.
Now, the ambulance center, which will also serve as home base for the Mountaintop Golden Agers, you have planned ahead for something that may happen that no one has seen yet, but it's kind of on the wind, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful structure when it's done. It's going to be beyond functional for the community, and it's going to be built with the right materials and the proper construction that 100 years from now, 150 years from now, they're going to say the community was hopefully out in front of the issue of first aid for the community.
I think 150 years from now, we'll be astral projecting all of our patients to hospitals.
I don't know, but, you know, our forefathers that built the center church a long time ago, they constructed it properly because it's still standing. So that's what I want to do is build something proper so that generations after I'm long gone, they can look back and say the people built it properly.
Very good. Well, we're talking to Over the Hill Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. You're a busy man. You have a meeting tonight, and your meeting is Thursday night, usual time, 7 p.m.?
7 o'clock, and we'll go through that one as well.
And I hear you're serving popcorn to attract more people.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be serving popcorn, but sometimes you have a crowd, sometimes you don't.
All right. Thanks for your time, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.